All right, I want to pray for Tegan's going to bring the message this morning. Looking forward to that. Lord God, we thank you for Tegan. We thank you for the word you've put on her heart for us this morning. And Lord, open our hearts and minds to receive all you have for us this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, how's everyone today? Good. I hope you're good at home too. So the theme for my sermon today is God's plan versus my plan. Yeah, it's not that fun. Well, it is, but it isn't as well. So what a crazy year this has been. There have been so many ups and downs, and it feels like it's been more down than up this year for many of us. Now, I know when we yelled Happy New Year at the start of this year, we never, ever thought that a pandemic would happen. We may have had plans for what we were going to do this year, but I know for myself, all my plans went out the window. But has your life turned out the way that you planned? When I was a child, I wanted to be an actress. I thought I would be married by now, successful in what I was doing, and having children. I never planned on becoming a Christian, as my family that I grew up doesn't believe in God. I also thought that my life would be easy. I was wrong, so wrong. I never planned for a pandemic to happen in 2020. I never planned for trials to happen in my life. And I never planned that I would have a relationship with Jesus. Adam is going to put up a picture on the screen that best describes life, but also describes 2020. There you go. Our plan, the top one is definitely what I would like, but it's not. God's plan is the bottom one. So the passage that I'm looking at today is Proverbs 16, 1 and 9, which says, it's from the Passion Translation, it says, "Go ahead and make all the plans you want, but it's the Lord who ultimately directs your steps. Within your heart, you can make plans for your future, but the Lord chooses the steps you take to get there." So basically, Proverbs itself is a book in the Bible that is for teaching wisdom. And has been described as rational guidelines for right living. There are many verses in Proverbs about how we can make plans, but God will direct us to where he wants us to go. And so looking at this passage gives us the first point. We need to listen to where God wants us to go. In John chapter 10, verse 27, it says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." How often do we stop and listen to what God wants us to do? What stops us from listening to God? When I was in kindergarten, I didn't really like listening to my teachers. I supposedly, according to my parents, would just walk out of class whenever I felt like it. I didn't like staying in class. And I would not listen to the teacher who was most likely trying to get me to stay in the class. The school even had my parents take me to the doctor to get my hearing tested, but to no surprise, my hearing is fine. I'm just can be stubborn. And I had to learn to listen to the teachers even if I didn't enjoy it. Through the Salvo's Discipleship School, I have learnt to listen to God's voice. For me, God's voice is not audible like someone speaking to me. It's how God communicates to me is through thoughts that come into my head. It can be just random, like something that I never would have thought, and then I'm like, oh, okay. It can be, he can speak to me through talking through people. So, there's many people here that have said something to me and I'm like, oh, okay. But also, God speaks to me through closing and opening metaphorical doors when I'm trying to decide something. It is good to make plans or set goals for our life, and you can continue to make plans and goals for your future, but first seek God in what He wants you to do. The second point is we need to be obedient to God's plan for us. Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8 says, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send and who will go for us?' And I said, 'Here I am, send me.'" Sometimes God may ask us to do something that is out of our comfort zone. I know He's done that many times to me. Sometimes God asks us to do things that we may not want to do. One of Andrew's famous quotes from the school is, "God cares more about your character than your comfort." And this is true. He does. If we aren't obedient to God, we miss out on all the blessings that come from walking with God. We can look at Moses' story of when God called him to bring the people out of Egypt, out of slavery. Moses was definitely not comfortable in his decision and tried to convince God that he wasn't the right person for the job. But God said, "I will be with you." Now, it took a little bit of convincing for Moses, but he was obedient. Moses could have decided that it was too hard and continued to walk down his own path. But God would have used somebody else to bring the people out of Egypt, and Moses would have missed out on the amazing things that God did through him, like parting the Red Sea. And God did amazing things through Moses. And I know that Moses found it difficult, but he still was obedient to God. When God asks us to do something and we obey, He never leaves us to do it by ourselves. It may be hard to do, but God walks by our side through the process. And in this process, we learn things and grow in ourselves and in our relationship with God. Also, God promises His plans are good. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." Whatever God has in store for each and every one of us, it is going to be good. It won't be easy, but it will be worth it. The last point is we need to trust God in His plan for our life. I sometimes struggle with this. I struggle to trust God in new things. But God keeps showing me time and time again to trust Him, but also that He's worthy of our trust and worthy of my trust. When I got accepted to go to the school in 2018, At first I was excited and thought, yay, great, my next step. But then doubt came in and about my fees, how I was going to pay for them, about my finances, how was I going to afford to live if I was living off Centrelink, paying my fees. And I couldn't have a job down here for 9 months, which is, for me, it was hard because I've always worked since I was a teenager. And there was a couple of times that I decided that maybe I shouldn't come or maybe I should just defer it for another year because then maybe I'll have enough money that I'm hopefully would have saved. But God spoke through Andrew. Andrew was persistent. Every time he'd message me, he'd be like, "Are you coming?" And I'm like, "No." And then he'd be like, "You can do it." But also, He opened the metaphorical door for me to go to the school, and it was the best decision of my life. If I had never come to the school, I would have never grown in my relationship with God. I would have never had the opportunities that have challenged me and helped me to grow. I would have never met the amazing people that have walked alongside me and encouraged me and have taught me. I would have never had the opportunity to work at a summer camp in America twice to shine the light of Jesus into the kids and staff's lives that may have never experienced God. If I didn't trust God in his provision and direction when I was accepted to come to the school, I would have missed out on so much and on all the blessings that he's given me so far. Now, this year has been hard for a lot of people. People have lost jobs. We all have gone into lockdown, and my beautiful friend Steph, shout out to Steph, is still, Melissa says hi, is still in lockdown in Victoria. Some people have been battling with their health, maybe physical, mental, emotional. Some people have family living in different states that they can't see right now, and I know that they're probably urging to go see them and anxious to go see them. We haven't had church together in over six months. We had like two services the other 2 weeks ago, but like we still didn't have a full room. Like we had people, which was great, but I know that some people would have missed out on seeing other people. But I am trusting that God will get us through this, because it says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. I know that he's going to get us through this. I'm also trusting that God is teaching us and teaching me something that I need to learn through this. I have learnt to cherish the times that I can hug my friends and family, even visit my nan in Tenerfield. I have learnt that even when it feels like the world is falling apart, that God is in control, because he is the one directing us through life. He's already made the plans for us. We just have to be obedient and trust. I've also learnt to slow down and to spend more time with God. I'm sure that there are other lessons in this time, and it may not be revealed to us until years later when we reflect on this time. So today, I ask you, what have you learnt through your life? What have you learnt through COVID? Do you need to listen for God's direction for your life? Do you need to be more obedient to God? Or like me, do you need to trust God more in where he is taking you? Maybe you don't have a relationship with Jesus yet and you would like to get to know God more. We have a prayer that's going to pop up on the screen that you may want to pray. If you would also like to know more about Jesus, send us a message over Facebook and we can help journey with you. I'm going to read the prayer. So it says, I can't read it. You may like to pray to God, dear Jesus, I need you and believe in you and I receive your forgiveness. Thank you for dying on the cross for me and for giving me life and eternity. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Amen.